Loads of what song to tell you about taking place across the city, reggae-wise and otherwise. So look out for some what songs a bit later on the show, right? We'll tell you what's going on in terms of your festivals and your events, particularly those of a reggae nature. Now, I'm trying to play this tune here, right? And it better play, because this is one of my favourite Burning Spear tunes. I just love the way, after a while, Burning Spear picks up the pace in the song. It's called Children. And it builds. It's from the album Man in the Hills. And this is Children. And basically, you and I are the children. And Burning Spear is asking, children, children, where have you been? Over the hill to catch few more fish. It's a long story, but, you know, it's a lovely tune. Look out for the man, Prince Jamo, coming up soon.
Children, where have you been? Children, where have you been? On the beach you said we could catch few more fish from out of the sea. Just few more from out of the sea. And your head so red, your head getting red. Seas are rough, so rough. Boats rocky, rocky side. Current so strong, current so strong. You could have built a bar. Not a bar, not a bar. Careful of who you are. Be careful of who you are. A damn your fish on my nut. A damn your fish on my nut. Leave the ocean and come. Leave the ocean and come. Leave the ocean and come. Leave the ocean and come.
Ocean and come. That's what I would call it, but Burning Spear just called it Children, you know? You know, Burning Spear likes to do this thing a little way different. What a wonderful track. Jack Ruby, I believe, is the producer, and that was a follow-up album, if my memory serves me correctly, to the wonderful Marcus Garvey album, Man in the Hills. I love that album. It's got some deep tunes on there. And I love Dry and Heavy, Burning Spear album Dry and Heavy. That's also another wonderful album. It's got some great albums out there. Not just the common tunes. Big up to my regular Big G. Hi to you. Thank you for the call. Nice to got your ears locked. Prince Jammo is here. He's setting up. He's going to be playing some tunes. In fact, I might play. I must play a Prince Jammo right now. I got bongs one. So I got bongs one now. I don't even know which one I got bongs, right? But may have some here, right? I got bongs one right now. And just give you a little flavor of the man himself, right? This is one of his releases from last year. Came out on a 10-inch. All right, so we're just going to line it up straight away. We hope we're going to line it up straight away. If that one doesn't work, I've got a plan B. Okay, let's see if that's going to work. It's all right, this is on my show sometimes. This is Mr. Jammo, don't worry about it. My listeners are used to it. They know what I'm like. And, you know, announcing of Unity, that one, announcing of Offin. Ah, I know I'm going to play. I'm going to play Offin Inventor. This is one of Jammo's tunes that I particularly like. It's called Huffin Inventor. Stand by for a piece of the dub. The man on this track is right here. Prince Jammo, Huffin Inventor. It's a man himself, the offing inventor. It took me a little while to work out what an offing. Anyway, Prince Jamal, good evening to you, sir.
Good evening, sir.
I hope you're all right.
I'm good, man. I'm good. Everyone gets stuck with the word offing, man.
Well, I'm thinking, I'm going to ask him, what is an offing? What's an offing inventor? But I now know. I know now. I should have known.
Yeah, man.
And for those people who are listening who don't know, because the song is called Offing Inventor, and we're playing a bit of the dub right now, which is, I must say, I love this dub, by the way, Mr. Jamal.
Respect, man.
Rooty, you know?
Yeah, man.
But in a minute, I want to tell him what an offing inventor is in a minute.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Prince Jamal. Prince Jamal, he is a producer, a writer. He's also a stage artist, a performer. And he's currently working with many, many artists across the world. Not just in the UK alone, but across the world. Performing live extensively with the likes of Andy Scholes. I'll put your mic on, Mr. Jamal, in case you want to interject, and if I'm getting, because there's somebody's name here I can't pronounce anyway. You're working with the Scientist Sound System.
Yeah
man, out of Birmingham.
Yeah.
Jack Catalyst.
Yes.
Where are they from?
Jack Catalyst is a setup that is based in Spain. That's my good friend Dan Fay.
Okay.
Dan Fay, based in Murcia. Big up yourself, Dan. Every time, he's a phenomenal producer. Originally born in the Wirral, up north near Liverpool. He's a Liverpoolian lad, but
really,
he's migrated about 18 years ago now. He's in Spain doing his thing. Yeah, holding up the roots in Spain.
Gosh,
yeah, man.
All right, Jack Catalyst Sound System over there in Spain, and also Danfi.
Yeah, Danfi.
All right, Danfi. Big up Danfi. And is it Isaiah Davis?
Yes.
All right, them are some of the people who you've been working with recently. Now, you've also been supporting the man himself, the legend, Lee Perry.
Yeah.
Where was that, and what was that like?
Well, that was actually some time ago. It was about last year in Colston Hall in Bristol.
Okay.
Basically, with the guy Two Kings label, I did a release last year, and it's really done well for me. It's called Makes You Feel Happy. I'll try and feature that in the show later on.
Okay.
And with that, the popularity of that song and the stuff that we've been doing with Andy and the Two Kings label based in Bristol, and all the links, we got the support gig for Mr. Lee Perry himself.
Fantastic, man.
Absolutely phenomenal show.
The show was good as well.
Well, many people says we were better than Perry, but yeah, he can afford to be, because he's an old legend.
He's,
you know,
if he been was there, done it,
exactly. If he was 40 years old, then I'm sure he'd be kicking my ass. You know, so
absolutely. But it's good to get on a show like that, definitely. So you've been so busy last year. I mean, I'm just trying to catch up with your career, because he's been. I mean, the first time I realized, because for those who don't know, Prince Jamal used to be a presenter
former life. Yeah.
On New Star Radio. And that was a Tuesday. What was that show called? Can you remember?
That's called the Making Music Work show, because I formed a company called Making Music Work alongside of another reputable job agency, and that was just to help unemployed musicians find work.
Yeah.
And then after that, I got headhunted and managed the Birmingham Music Network.
Okay.
Which was
got the T-shirt on, Birmingham Music Network.
Which was basically I designed it.
I like the T-shirt. It's nice.
Yeah, it's Birmingham, mate. You know,
very good. I like the speakers with the
yeah, man.
Yeah,
the vibrations. You know, I'm gonna teeth that anyway. but basically, yeah, that was sort of like a learning skills based government project to work with employed musicians.
Yeah.
Because it was kind of hard to sustain a career. Mm. Once you're in a job, you're balancing the time.
Mm.
So enabling them to find out the right information and, you know, just get them still active and pursuing a career.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's anything like it around at the moment. So that's the problem. Once these initiatives are funded and then the funding's capped, that's it. It's a big, massive void again.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, let me carry on with a little bit of your bio, because my producer spent a lot of time doing it. Now, as I said before, you've just recently been supporting Lee Perry, performed at the Inter Alia One Love Festival in London. That was a Lee Perry thing?
No, that was basically the first reggae festival in London, in England, for quite some time.
Yeah.
It was poorly attended, but this time they've upped the ante and they've took it to Wembley Stadium. So you've got...
Here's me asking question. I was there, I was watching you on the stage.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah, you was there.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. Basically, you got bad memory worse than me.
Very bad.
I was there with another band called Dub Heart, who you know, I've worked with a hell of a lot, so big up the Dub Heart crew as well, Gav and Fullness and all the massive. Basically, we entered a Battle of the Bands competition to get onto Reggae Sunsplash Rototom in Spain.
Oh.
So the heat was in One Love London.
Right.
We came second by 1 point because Raz Kwame turned up late and didn't come. So that was all good. We weren't bitter, of course. You know?
But you were there. You were on the stage at the One Love. Yeah, we were down there last year looking to go again this year. To be honest.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot better lineup, isn't it? And
yeah,
it's a bit more high profile.
Yeah, yeah. But you can say that you've done that one. That's a good one to have under your belt as well. That's going to grow in there. And I hope you get back on that in the future.
And me, I like to do that. Yeah.
And you've also done Glastonbury.
Yeah, four times, man.
You're having a laugh.
No, man.
Four times at Glastonbury.
Yeah.
You see, this is the kind of people we've got around us. This is one of our very own. And he's representing Birmingham all over the place, and we don't even realise it. He just does his way, gets on with it quietly, you know, doesn't really make a big song and dance. But four times. So when was the last time he was at Glastonbury?
Last year. World Cup. It was. The weather was terribly hot, man. It was ridiculous. Yeah,
you got the good weather.
Honestly, yeah, man. Didn't even need no wellies, man. It was just awesome. And... That's with the Bristol setup that I was connected with, and it was just phenomenal. We started small at first, in a fringe tent in because they classify reggae and dance now.
Yeah,
so that's a
really
shocking thing. but I got over that.
And
then it grew last year. Dubstep started to take hold, so it was a massive response for the dubstep. You know,
okay.
And we did our own. Proper, you know, show them where it all come from thing.
Yeah,
sort of.
I was done.
Original style, you know. And yeah, and so it was really good. Well, it was always well received, and people do like it. I think.
Yeah.
People like the sort of like Renaissance and retro of it all.
So. Right. So after you've done Glastonbury, you've done the One Love Festival, you've done the Lee Perry thing, then you went off to do Rotterdam Splash.
Yeah.
That's an event that I've always wanted to go to.
Awesome.
Really?
Awesome.
Yeah?
That's like Glastonbury, but for reggae.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'd have said, you're lying.
Seriously, it's still growing because Italy kicked it out last year. So the last year, the first one was in Spain.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was kind of hard because the police are kind of heavy-handed. I think it was the first time dealing with so much reggae and, you know, people of all sorts of ethnicity and... You know, because it's reggae and then you attach the ganja element to it all. So I think they just made it. It was a bit draconian and it didn't need to be. But other than that, it was a phenomenal experience for me.
Yeah.
And it was funny because it's the first time I heard Jay Shaka play any of my tunes. And it wasn't even in England. It was in Spain.
Man.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
And I'd just done a performance, winding down, had a drink, talked to a friend. And then the tune come on, makes you feel happy. And people bounce. And I didn't even... realize it was my track.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was weird, you know what I mean? It was surreal. And I remember running to the front, filming it like a little school kid on my phone. But it was funny, man. It was really
wow,
brilliant experience.
So you've done that, and you've got material out on the Roots Ambassador label. You've got an album out. What's the album called?
The album's called The Truth.
And listen, can I just play that track right now, The Truth?
Yeah.
Before we go any further. This is a current title track from Prince Jamo's album, The Truth. Title track. The vibe, it's
a glory to behold, lock the inner secrets. As the universe unfolds, get in the vibe, the vibe, the vibe, the vibe, the vibe, the vibe. It's taking me high. I don't wanna lose this moment. It's taking me high, 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 higher, higher, high. I believe I can fly. Waking my soul, it feels like electric.
Yeah, man, in tune, New Star Radio, it's Roots Rock Reggae. You know what I like to promote? Artists based in the region who are doing something to represent reggae music, roots music, all over the world. And flying the flag for Birmingham, or Birmingham Strong, whatever you want to call it. And right now, Prince Jammo is out there representing Natural Jammo.
As best as I possibly can.
And I went onto your Facebook because I must tell them about the Often Inventor before I go any further. I did say I would explain to them. What is an Often, first of all?
The Often is bass. It is the vibration of the sound of bass. So when it huffs out the speakers, it's when it means it's wobbling, it's rattling, you know?
Yeah.
Shaking up the place. So when you hear like earthquake in plane and you hear the wood vibrate from back in the days when we was at sports halls or the windows vibrating in dances, that's the huffing.
That's the huffing. Yeah, man. Imagine I've been feeling the huffing for so long I didn't know it was called the huffing.
That's right, man.
But on your Facebook you had two wonderful guitars.
Ah, my babies, man.
And they're gone.
They're gone, man. I've swapped them for better babies, but I've yet to put the pictures up. Now you've inspired me to put the pictures up now.
I said, what would make, if he loved them so much, what would make him have to give them up? And but I'm hearing now that, you know, there was a master plan.
Yeah, that was a straight swap. I took him in, in part exchange. Yeah. And so I actually got a proper Hoffin, because that was a Hoffin copy.
Yeah.
So I actually got the Hoffner.
Yeah, the original Hoffner bass.
The original Hoffner bass, which is what Robbie Shakespeare used to play, and Paul McCartney.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's a beautiful guitar.
Yeah.
I do miss the old one, though. The old Tanglewood copy Hoffner sounded better.
Okay.
But yeah. I'm going to do some changes to that. And then I had an Epiphone Les Paul copy.
Yeah.
But now I've got a proper Fender Telecaster.
Wow.
Dulux, which
good,
is a rare
good
one. Yeah,
you,
yeah.
Good for you, man.
Well, I mean... I think due to the sort of like the quick rise of my music and people actually liking it around the world is the fact that I do play original instruments on it. You know, you are hearing, you know, organic sounds. It's not just all synthetic and, you know, and I pride myself on that. And even the techniques that I use, I try and restrict myself, even though it's new technology I'm using, I'm trying to put myself in the same sort of like... structures or confines as how they used to do it back in the day.
Okay.
I'm reproducing an old flavor but with modern sounds and modern ideas. These are all, you know, mostly original ideas and compositions that I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm working on an album at the moment and it's called Modern Classics. And
when I've
sneak previewed bits to everybody, they're loving it, so
it's
in the right direction at the moment.
Now, you said, I know my producers gave me a lot of questions here, and we're going to spend, if we're going to spend from now till 10, I think we're going to do that anyway.
Oh, I'm here, man. I'm good, man.
Just,
I'm good.
Yeah. All right, listen, the producers tell me I must take an ad break now, right? Well, when we come back, we're going to take some tracks. You brought some tracks into play, yeah?
Yes, indeed.
So straight after the ad break, we're going to play one of your tracks that you brought in.
Yes.
We've got loads of questions to ask you about your career so far, because it's been a kind of a rapid rise, and which is great,
because
you know sometimes it's good when it happens like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you was in New York,
yeah,
and you've been in Africa,
yeah.
So we're gonna talk about all them things, you know. So we'll be back in a short time talking to the manager of Prince Jammo, and we're gonna take a track from his exclusive collection in about 3 minutes.
Birmingham's number one for African arts, culture, and Afro edutainment. 98.7 New Style FM.
Caribbean Millennium Center, ACMC, at 339 Dudley Road, B18-4HB, is now offering a range of essential support services for small businesses. These include a typing service, the sending and receiving of faxes, a telephone answering service, including the taking and making of appointments. The ACMC can also design and print your letterheads, business cards, and compliment slips. Business addresses, including suites and post boxes, as well as interview room and boardroom hire, are also available at very affordable prices. For further information, please contact Janet Corliss on 0121 455 6382. I'll repeat that, Janet Corliss on 0121 455 6382.
Are you struggling for quality and affordable childcare? After school club or holiday play scheme, Child's Play is the solution. Child's Play, a large child-orientated organization which offers these facilities and lots more. Child's Play is taking registration now for its holiday play scheme starting on Monday the 25th of July 2011 for children aged 4 and 12 years. The first 10 parents to register will qualify for our special discount offer of £70 per child per week. To find out more, contact Lindsay, our play care manager, on 0121 454 1513 or visit us online at www.childsplaybirmingham.co.uk. Don't delay, or your child will love it at Child's Play.
Birmingham Black International Film Festival is now accepting submissions for its 5th annual film festival. We are inviting filmmakers, producers, directors, and writers to send submissions.
It's our way of saying we're black people!
Successful submissions will be screened during the festival and automatically entered into the Music Video and Screen Award.
Oh, talk then, talk!
Which takes place at the International Convention Centre on the 29th of October.
You tell me about your operation.
Eligible submissions are short films, first features, music videos, and documentaries. The deadline for submissions is the 1st of October. For applications, go to www.bifffestival.co.uk.
Details on the site, everything you need.
www.bifffestival.co.uk.
You're going to be glorified, unified, and filled with pride.
Please. Crystal Contemporary Wine Bar and Caribbean Restaurant proudly presents their summer nights on Thursdays and Fridays. Come along and enjoy our sophisticated surroundings and smooth environment. Renaissance in soul, reggae, dancehall, and rare groove with Crystal's own DJ along with other DJs on rotation. Drinks, single, £2.50, double, £4. Admission, £2 from 8 p.m. onwards. Contact Crystal on 0121 212 1411 for further details.
New Style Radio, Hot 98.7.
Yeah, welcome back. It's, what is it, 6 minutes to 9 o'clock. Tony Roots here every Friday, 8 till 10. On the Roots Rock Reggae Show. Big up to all the regulars. I know there's quite a few of you who are catching the show now, so big up to all of you. Big up to all my Facebook linky-linky friends, my FB friends. Yeah, big them up. And you know, Jamo, last night I was up till 3 o'clock in the morning, man. I couldn't sleep. And sometimes when I can't sleep, I just mess around on the Facebook. It's on the phone, you know? Not a good thing, man. So that's why sometimes I catch up with what you've been up to, you know? Let me just check out, see where you've been and what you've been up to. Now, what we're going to do, listeners, we're going to let Mr. Jamo, because he's a DJ amongst his many other hats that he wears. He's also a DJ and he's brought some tracks in, some exclusive. Is that right? Some exclusive
things? I'm going to start off with some releases that are out to get people familiarised with what I'm doing. I mean, there's a lot of people in Birmingham that don't really know what I am doing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the roots, when people in Birmingham, I would say, think or, you know, relate to reggae, it's the new sort of Jamaican stuff that they're doing, the more contemporary stuff, which I will be doing eventually.
Yeah.
But right now, one of my many names is Huff and Inventor, but I'm a dub defender too, you get me?
Absolutely.
And this roots thing is what I'm defending right now.
Yeah.
And it's been my love from since ever a child, and
I was surprised to see you in the dances, man.
You see?
I was shocked.
Yeah, I'm the quiet, blessing, man. But you
from
know?
Your youth, you love the sound thing.
Yeah, blessed, man. Yeah. From the first sound I saw was Countryman and Jungle Man in Hockleyport.
Right.
You know, so.
And that was, that's been, obviously, must have been a strong influence on even your career now. Because, you know, you're recording the music that you grew up on, in a sense. And exactly. You haven't left it at all.
No.
You've embraced other things.
Yeah, I've done R&B. I've, you know, produced hip-hop.
Yeah.
You know, two-step garage and all sorts, but my love affair is reggae.
And you're a musician, so how did you get into playing music? Church or just school or how, what
basically
happened?
My brother is 5 years older than me, so he'd left school. I was 10 years old. He'd bought a guitar, so obviously being fast, feisty, and young, I pick it up behind his back. Got told off when I got caught, so I said to myself, if I learnt it, played it properly. Yeah. Then he's going to let me play it because it was a £200 Honda, Honda 2 Special, it was called at the time.
The guitar.
Yeah, man, it was a brown bass. You know, it was the first thing I ever picked up, was his bass guitar.
Yeah.
So I learned a really hard song. I learned, you know, some Specials, UB40, Aswad, Black Uhuru. And when I played them in front of him and recited, I mean, it took me like 3-4 weeks to you know, note for note all the way down. I wanted to be pitch perfect, note for note, and I taught myself by ear. I've never had a lesson in my life to this day.
That's amazing.
Yeah, just a fast 10-year-old, you know.
It's paid off, hasn't it? You're an inquisitive person, probably by nature. Now, we're not going to take the 9 o'clock news. We're going to just carry on through the news. So, Prince Jamal, give us your first selection.
Well, this one has been a really special tune for me. I basically wanted to create a mantra, a reggae mantra, which people could, you know, get up, feel, and just want to sing along to. And it's got a feel-good factor. The lyrics speak for itself. It's called Makes You Feel Happy.
Jamal, in a dub style.
Yeah, man, original dub mix. This is how the lion protects the cub, you know?
All right.
Yeah, man. This one goes out to all my brethren, them saying Ruben Gando, Joseph Lalibela, Isaiah Davis. Me skip them pieces, but this are the dub version for you straight away. This will come out soon on an album. Hopefully. Alright, right now we're gonna move it. I just got this released, it's come straight to me today. Feeling very happy, so I put it straight on my decks and had a little bit of a test. It came all the way from New York and it's on the Roots Awakening label. This is now available on your, in your shops online. It is called As Sure As The Sun Shines. This is the original Huffin' Rhythm, saying so All Massive, this is the one that brought it all into effect.
Original Huffin. So this is a new tune, eh?
Yeah, man. This one is the Huffin Melodica Mix. I'm going to give you a couple pieces. Next one will be called As Sure As The Sun Shines from myself. And then you have the part two, Joseph Lalivella, featuring C-Fax, and then we're gonna get a quick version of the dub. Listen keenly, Black Rose, you know.
Sound of the man himself, Mr. Prince Jammo, on this track.
Let no man curse who Jah Jah he bless. Yet I'm a man nonetheless. sunshine and find the reasons for my mistakes. As sure as the sun shines, I've got to do whatever it takes. Yeah.
Your guidance and protection.
Come on.
To all righteous RTDs who are trapped in the struggle of Babylon.
Yeah.
Forward on to Zion.
As sure as the sun rises,
as sure as the sun rises,
I'm gonna be giving Jah my eyes. And as soon as the wind blows,
as sure as the wind blows,
His Majesty will separate the chaff that grows.
Well, this a one of the heart,
and this one and the man,
and that a G entity.
When in a spear sun,
the power and the trinity,
when them all combine,
so everything blessed and everything is divine. Everybody don't know,
and we just need remind.
Life is one big road
with a whole leap aside,
and a big heavy load
that we must leave behind.
Sometimes we come in like we are Bobby.
Prince Jama, who's this?
Yeah, man, you got a combination of the one C-Fax, a brethren, a good right-hand man of mine from back in the day when I was a signed artist. And then you have the vocal talents of Joseph Lalibela.
All right.
The time is now, the time for mankind to shine. Give praises again
and again and again.
Sunshine or rain,
sunshine or rain.
Give thanks and praise,
give thanks and praise.
When you see the sun rays,
they must shine upon me face.
Fire a go burn and a bloody tag a run. A strictly judge a loving where we want lump sum. So oh what a joy and oh what a fun when Almighty judge a him come. As sure as the sun rises,
as sure as the sun rises.
It's Roots Rock Reggae New Star Radio 98.7. Those of you logged onto the internet right now, big up yourself. We're in tune. Listen to the selections from the man himself, Prince Jama. These are direct from his box. Exclusive. So, Prince Jama, are you playing any instruments on his tunes?
Live bass guitar, which is there. This is the first official track we call the Huffin. This is the Huffin.
This is the Huffin.
This is the original Huffin.
Those of you with the bass, turn it up.
Yeah, man. All right. You was in tune to As Sure As The Sun Shines, which has just been released on the Roots Awakening label right now.
I like that.
Yeah, man.
That's heavy.
You know, to be fair, that's about... I made that in about 2006.
That
tune there.
Right.
It's only just been released this week.
Yeah?
One of the... I'm going to play you the tune that I created, which was the first... In this way that I started, it's a process that I've kept and stuck to. This was the tune I'm about to play now is the one that I first did. And basically, I was building a lot of synthetic bass tunes, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to get vibes, and I was doing a lot of hip-hop and stuff. And then I thought, you know what? I want to build something reminiscent of a Roots Radix feel, you know?
Yeah.
So I had to sit down and study and get in the process in my brain of what that would take, you know? Because I deal with detail, attention to detail. I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to something like that. If I'm going to do something, I want to do it good.
Right.
And I remember playing it to my peers, which is, to me, my brother, and C-Fax, and my close friends who C-Fax. Also built you. And yeah, C-Fax. Yeah. C-Fax is the brother that has been with me from since 92.
Wow.
We've been on a musical blood brother thing. And, you know, we did the London thing and, you know, all over the country, he's a producer in his own right. He's one of the most phenomenal DJs I know. You get me? And you know, so if I play a tune to him, then that's a high standard. If him come back to me and say, yeah, that one there, and him just put his hand upon him, nose on him, and point at me, and that was it for me. And this is a tune that did that for him. And my brother went, yeah, you whatever you did, stick to
What's
that.
What's this called?
This one's called Sheep to the Shepherd. But what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna play you the first piece. I don't know if you know Alvin Davis.
Yeah, Alvin Davis,
phenomenal saxophone player. Yeah. He came down to the house. I said to him, because I'm going to big up Roots Arnaf in Montpellier in France, because it's been released on his label. He came and thought, you know, that should be out on street. So credit to him, because it's not the Steppers thing. And he's put it on vinyl and he's took a chance and people are loving it.
Really?
Yeah, man. They're taking to it really well. It is what it is, you know, and it's a blessing when people do like the works, you know.
Yeah.
All you can do is just give your heart. The blessing is what people think and tell you afterwards, you know.
Yeah.
And so I bless Roots Arnaf for actually taking a chance of putting out something that wasn't the necessary Steppers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Kai's a music lover.
Yeah.
So, you know, big up to him. And I thought, I'm going to put someone I know who's a phenomenal musician as well, because it's not just about me. I just featured other artists on
other
it as well,
artists,
and that's what I was, that's, you know me, that's what I did before, you know, promoting other artists. So I will still continue to do that, and I want to build the reggae Motown,
seriously. That sounds good.
No, that's a serious thing, man.
We need that
seriously, so, and get back a credibility. So this one is called, the first piece is called For Me to Answer by Alvin Davis, and it's to me a phenomenal track. I want to send this one out to Alvin Davis, who's going through, a personal moment at this moment in time. So my heart goes out to him and all his family. And Elvin, this is a lovely track. It's a beautiful track, man. So this is testament to your talent, you know?
Yeah,
for real, man. Yeah. Respect you. This is to all you aspiring musicians, you know? It's about quality, you know? And going with your heart. Full expression. This is a guy who's, you know, he's a Brummy, but he's got the talents of any superstar saxophonist and trumpet player around the world, you know?
Mm, for real.
It's a quality thing. And this is what I come to represent in anything that I do, you know?
Mm.
So, any musicians, step to the call, man. Represent yourself and push yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Go with your bliss. And just, you know, stick with your focus and give your all. All right, then. This one goes straight into the next one. It's called Sheep to the Shepherd.
Before we go into Sheep to the Shepherd, let's take a quick break and we're going to come back with that exclusive track, Sheep to the Shepherd. Same rhythm track.
Yeah, man.
All right, we're bouncing. See you. All right, it's all right. Go on then. Go on. Bounce it.
All right.
How much more PCR panning?
Anadob, that's it.
All right. Bounce.
Hey. Yeah, this is myself. Like I said, this is the first track of this kind of process where I built. And it's phenomenal to hear it out and people enjoying it. So enjoy your track.
Like the sheep to the shepherd that has wandered, like the lame to the slaughter I have suffered, in the midst of my falling, I hear Jehovah calling for me to answer the calling of Jehovah, to become the front line soldiers of the fathers, to stand with my sword, my shield and my armor, and march in arms with my brothers and my sisters. For I stand at the right hand side of my fathers, to chase out the wicked, evilest man's desires. With the great God above, we'll destroy them all with love, and we will be judged. The tears will turn to blood, warm. In everything I do, give respect if it's overdue. Oh. In everything I say, the Lord comes to mind right away. Hey, in everything I do, give respect if it's overdue. Oh. In everything I say, the Lord comes to mind right away. Hey, whoa. Suffered in the midst of my falling.
Stand by for the dub.
With my sword, my shield and...
Yeah, man. Dubwise. Who's the engineer?
Me.
Yeah? Okay.
I mixed the tunes, I produced them, write them, sing them, perform them.
But yeah, it's not your own studio yet.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, your own studio. Yeah,
well, it's a mock-up studio. It's a house semi studio. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
all done on it.
But it's working.
Yeah, man.
It's working for you, man.
This is the sound. Yeah,
okay. What's his dub called again?
This one is called Shep Sheep Dub.
Shep Sheep Dub. Oh, you mean? Reggae Baby Lounge is on tonight, also the Upfront Comedy. Make sure you pass through. Also got that festival in the park. Are you on that? No, you're not on that.
I'm not actually. No. You know, they don't know me here.
No, they don't know you in Birmingham.
Don't know me.
They know you in New York, in Europe, London, but not Birmingham, eh? That's why we have to bring you on the radio.
Yeah.
I make people know, say, yeah, you're out there. Also tomorrow, you got the Kingsley Barrow March, 12 o'clock, starting point, Abbey Street, down there in Winston Green. Make sure you go out and support the brother Kingsley Barrow, the late, who died in mysterious, unexplained police circumstances. Remember, it could be your picnic. Roots Rock Reggae with me.
Roots.
Tony Roots, along with the man himself, reggae ambassador, dub ambassador, roots ambassador, Prince Jamo. Yes, Prince Jamo, yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
I love that.
I enjoyed making it, actually.
I can hear the influence, the Radix influence.
Yeah, man, absolutely, man.
Trust me.
To me, some of the influences of my music, you can hear it.
Well, I mean, some of your tracks, I mean, I've even heard you doing what's his name? Nitty Gritty. Is it Nitty Gritty?
Yeah, man, I got a tune to play after that, man. With an exclusive. That track was released. I got a bit of stick, actually, for doing that, you know.
Nah, man, you done it good.
Someone on Facebook says, you get people who just, you can't please all the time. So it's good to hear an opinion, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't take it personally. It's an opinion. Everyone's entitled.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was like, oh, man should just do his own thing and rah, rah, rah. And basically it was Jawaggy's, which was an online website selling music. He posted the track and then someone came on and just dissed it.
Yeah.
And he was like, are you silly?
This is
Jamo doing a sort of like a celebration of the artist.
Yeah, man. That's how I felt.
Exactly. Yeah, because that artist grew me. When I was a youth in the dances, Nitty was, bashing up the dance everywhere.
I was feeling your energy from it. I was thinking, yeah, respect.
It wasn't out of disrespect. I did it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. It was a respect thing.
Yeah.
And I've heard you do it like a D Brown kind of style. And I said, yeah, man, the brother have it luck. Because, you know, it's good to have a singer. You got your own voice, which I know when you're doing your own voice.
Yeah.
I know when you're doing a tribute type vibes, in memory or in honor of someone who's influenced you.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, yeah, man, that brother must have been a big influence on you, because the way you kind of been able to get that vibes, I said, yeah, you can feel the influence. Guys, only musician, them. Some people, they don't understand our music.
Yeah, just fickle and take it too serious. Don't take it personal, you know what
it's
I mean?
It's fun.
It's an expression.
Yeah.
Imagine when Van Gogh took a knife to his painting and people looked at it and thought, what are you doing? What's happened to the brush?
Mm.
But, you know, when you stand back and saw the art and then you can appreciate it, now it's worth millions. It's probably worth more than the man who took a paintbrush to his things.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's that man's expression, and what I did was my expression.
You can't please everybody all the time.
You can't win every time. Man.
Listen, we're going to take a quick break, Mr. Jamo, and we'll come back in about 3 minutes. You're going to play me, what are you going to play when we come back?
I'll play you that same Nitty Gritty track, but I'm going to play a world exclusive of the part two to it, which is a good friend and a Birmingham artist, which is equally representing dub around the world. His name is Messenger Douglas.
And you're going to play me that tune about Africa.
I'm going to give you the Black Rose piece.
All right, okay, back in a minute.